We all know that one of the most distinct characteristics of Klal Yisrael is that we're goymlei chasadim. And there are many mitzvahs in the Torah, some of them in this week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, that speak about different eifanim of gemilas chasadim. Now, the simple understanding of the midah, the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, is to provide the needy people, the less fortunate people, with what they need. But if we have a look into some of the mitzvahs of gemilas chasadim in this week's parsha, we see that there's a deeper meaning. It says in the pasuk in this week's parsha, the mitzvah of prika, which means, like it says in the pasuk, kisira shar sain achar roivet tachas masa'oi. If you see someone else's chamar carrying packages and it's buckling under the burden, v'chadalta me'azoiv loy, you're not going to help him? Azoiv tazoiv imoy. You have to help him out. That's the mitzvah of prika. The mitzvah of ti'ina is that if you see someone loading up packages and he needs help, you're supposed to help him load his packages. That's the mitzvah of prika and the mitzvah of ti'ina. By the mitzvah of prika, the Torah stresses the fact, even if the chamar that's suffering is the chamar of your enemy, ki siresh chamar sainacha roivitz dachas masoi, you should help him out. And the pasuk is making it clear that sinna, even though you don't like him, shouldn't stop you from being goymel chesed and helping him out in his time of need. The simple way of learning the pasuk is, despite the fact that you hate him and you don't really want to help him that much, nevertheless, overcome it and help him anyway. The Gemara actually does say that when it's the chamor of an enemy, the Gemara speaks about in Baba Metzia, that if you have two choices in front of you, either to help with ti'ina of an enemy, or prika of a friend, who should you do? The Gemara says you should pick the ti'ina of the enemy. Why? Because the prika of your friend, it's your friend, but the enemy, that involves breaking your Yetzirah, Kayifas Yitzrei, that he has to break and go against his Yetzirah. So that's a more important mitzvah, to go against the nature of your Yetzirah. So there's a special inyan of dafka soinacha. Even though you hate him, you have to overcome it and help him out anyway. That's the pashup shat. Despite the fact that you don't like him, you're going to help him out. But in the Targum Unkelus, it says an amazing thing. The Targum says, the lashon of the pasuk is by prika, azoiv tazoiv imoy. That means to help him. But the literal translation of azoiv also means abandon, milashon aziva. So the Targum translated that way, and he says, you're not going to help him out? Mishpak tishpoik madbelibach alohi, abandon and give up what's in your heart against him, usafarek ime. That means you can't just remain his enemy and say, despite the fact that I don't like him, I'm going to help him anyway. No, you have to remove your ill feelings. You hate him, remove your sinna. Be azoiv tazoiv, it means azoiv, abandon your feelings of sinna and then help him. It's mashma, the mitzvah is not to, despite the fact that you still hate him, still help him. The mitzvah is specifically abandon your hate, stop hating him, like him, and then help him. Now, that's for sure. It's always good to abandon one's hate. There's an isra of leisisna sachicha bilvavecha. But l'chayra, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of prika. Yet you have a mitzvah of prika regardless. Even if you still hate him, even if you're in the midst of hating him, help him anyway, despite the hate. That's the kayifas yitzrei. No. It says that the mitzvah is specifically stop hating him, stop your ill feelings, stop the sinna, love him, and then help him. That's what it's mashma. I saw a very interesting thing when the Gemara says about Metzia that it's better to help the enemy over the one you like, because there's a special inyan, a mitzvah of Kayifas Yitzrei. What's the Kayifas Yitzrei? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, Kayifas Yitzrei l'shalom. You have to overcome Yetzahara and make shalom. Not overcome Yetzahara and do it despite the fact that there's no shalom. The Yetzahara you have to overcome is the hate. Overcome your hate, love him, and then help him out. Why? If the mitzvah, it's very important to give up the hate. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to help him out no matter what, regardless. We see that part of the mitzvah of being goymel chasadim is not just to give him what he needs. The mitzvah of gemilas chasadim is to love him and then give him what he needs. If you give him what he needs without loving him, that's not the full mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. We can understand this inyan from the other pasuk that it says in this week's parsha about the mitzvah of chesed, the mitzvah of lending money. The Torah says, "Im kesef talva es ami, es ani imach." Im kesef talva means if you have a ani to lend money to, lend him the money. And it says the words, "Es ani imach." What does it mean, "Es ani imach"? Says Rashi, "Havi mistakel ba'atzmecha kilu ata ani." Look at yourself as if you're the ani, and then lend him the money. That means, if a person is approached to lend money to somebody, and he doesn't feel himself as being an ani, he says, "Adarabba, I'm the rich man in the comfortable chair, you're the needy ani, and I'll just give you the money." That's not a full mitzvah of the mitzvah of halva. The key mitzvah is when you view yourself first as the ani, and then you lend him the money. Why is that? What does that do with the mitzvah of halva? You're not the ani. You're the Baal Chesed. You're lending him the money. Why do you have to feel like the ani first? You have to feel like the lender. Why do you have to feel like the borrower? The answer is, because the mitzvah of Chesed, the real mitzvah of Chesed is, that not just to supply his needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has other ways of supplying people's needs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should see other people in need. We should feel their pain. We should feel what they're going through. And we should connect to another yid. Just like when I'm in pain, I want to relieve my pain. I'll do anything I can to get myself out of pain. You see another yid in pain, feel his pain. Feel what he's going through. Feel the humiliation. Feel the embarrassment. And then help him out. That's what it means, Esa Ani Imach. The mitzvah of Chesed is not just to supply them with their needs. The mitzvah of Chesed is to connect to another yid. When another yid is having a problem, and you feel what he's going through, and you want to ease that pain, just like you want to ease the pain of yourself, that's the full mitzvah of Chesed. Because the mitzvah of Chesed is to connect one yid to the other. Not just supply the needs, supply the goods. Connect, feel his pain, feel what he's going through, and then give him what he needs. That's the mitzvah Sa'ani Imach. So it's the same idea possibly b'negeya to the mitzvah of prika on a Sinai. If a person will continue hating him and help him out anyway, so why is he helping him? I'll say, what could I do? The Torah is mitzvah me. I hate him. I don't want to do a favor for him. I don't need him to have a favor. But the Torah is mitzvah, so I'm doing it l'shem the Torah. I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah doesn't do the job. Because other mitzvahs, ben adam l'makim, l'shem mitzvah is the most important thing. But in mitzvah of chesed, the most important is l'shem your friend, l'shem your chaver. Because you understand what he's going through, and you empathize with his plight, and you feel his pain, so you want to help him out, just like you want to help your own pain. You want to ease your own pain. The ikar of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveri of chesed is to do it for him, not to do it for Hashem. So, memela, if you stay hating him, so he might have, you supplied his needs. He got what he needed. He got the help. But that's defeating the main purpose of chesed. The main purpose of chesed is to feel the other person's need. The only way you could do that is if you, like the Targum says, like Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Bikoif es Yitzray, give up the sinner, find shalom, become close again." feel his pain, want to help him, and then you makayim the mitzvah of chesed properly. One of the mitzvahs that the Torah says over here, b'negeah, to lending money, is the famous mitzvah of the iser of charging ribbis. Now, the lashon of the pasuk in this week's parasha is referring to ribbis as neshech, loisasimun alav neshech. Ribbis is referred to as neshech, but we know in other places in the Torah also refers to the inyan of lending money with interest as ribbis. There's two names, there's ribbis and neshech. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Ezu Neshech explains that neshech, the name neshech for ribbis, for interest, is referring to milashen neshicha, like a bite. When you lend money with ribbis to somebody else, you're taking a bite out of the loiva, out of the borrower. And the Torah says, don't bite him. The Torah also uses a lashon of ribbis as saying it's a lashon of ribbis, milashon ribui, that it's marb the nechasim of the malva. The malva lends money and he gets more back, so it's marb the nechasim of the loiva. So the Torah refers to the iser of interest as don't be marb your nechasim and don't bite the loiva. Why does the Torah refer it as don't be marb your nechasim? Torah cares if you're marbi nechasim, the ikka problem should be, don't bite the loiva. Why is it also called belashen ribbis? Not only that, the Gemara in the beginning of Ezu Neshech discusses. The Torah calls it neshech, and the Torah calls it ribbis. Let's say you would have a situation where it's neshech without ribbis. If you would find a situation where the loiva loses, but the malva doesn't gain, the Gemara says it would be aser. The Gemara says, let's say you have the opposite. If the malva would gain, and the loiva wouldn't lose, it would be ribbis and not neshech. The Gemara says it would also be aser. The Gemara says it happens to be, there's no such thing. The Gemara tries to find ways. Whenever there's a neshech, there's a ribbis. Whenever there's a ribbis, there's a neshech. But in theory, the Gemara says if it would be a situation where you don't bite the loiva doesn't lose anything, just the malva gains, it's also aser. The question is, why would the Torah aser that? That's what we call a win-win situation. The loiva got his loan, didn't lose anything. The malva lent the money and gained. Everyone's happy. What would be the iser of ribbis without neshech? The Torah calls it ribbis. You see, there's a problem in the ribbis. It's the same thing. The mitzvah of halva, if the mitzvah of lending money was just to supply the loiva with his needs, ribbis should be fine. So I gain, as long as he doesn't lose, I gained. But that's because the loiva got what he needed. But if the mitzvah is, you do it because you feel his pain. You feel what he's going through. The guy's in trouble, the man is in trouble. He needs a loan. And you feel his pain, you feel the helplessness that he's going through. And you reach out and you lend him the money, so you're doing it for him. If the malva is gaining ribbis, even though the loiva is not losing anything, you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for him. So even though he got what he needs, that's not the ultimate chesed. The ultimate chesed is when you're doing it for him because you feel his pain. That's the iser. Besides the iser of neshech, of biting the loiva, there's a mitzvah not to take ribbis and even have a gain for the malva. Because the main mitzvah is to feel his pain. By, like I mentioned before, in all mitzvahs of the Torah, there's the inyan of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You're only mekayim the mitzvah when you have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah, on a mitzvah d'oraisa. We pass in mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Chofetz Chaim seems to say that just like by mitzvahs bein adam l'makayim, there's an inyan of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, by mitzvah of chesed also, bein adam l'chaveri, there's also mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And when you, let's say, lend somebody money, you should have in mind, I'm doing it l'shei mitzvah, and you mekayim the mitzvah. The Chazon Ish disagreed with that. And the Chazon Ish said, not only is there not an inyan of mitzvah tzrichas kavana on the mitzvah of chesed, the Chazon Ish said somebody who does chesed l'shei mitzvah, he practically loses the whole mitzvah of chesed. Not only do you not have to do it l'shei mitzvah, it's even makalkal. Why? Because if you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, you're doing it for Hashem. Hashem wants chesed should be for him. When a person is in pain and he seeks to ease his pain, he doesn't do it l'shem Hashem. He does it l'shem himself because he's in pain. Hashem wants us that our friend's pain should be our pain. and we feel it, and we need to solve the problem. We need to ease the pain. So we need to do it l'shem the chaver, and not l'shem Hashem. That's what we learn from the mitzvahs in this week's parsha of the ultimate meaning of the mitzvah of chesed.